Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spending a few minutes now with St. Joseph's University right-hander Tim Brennan, who is headed to pro baseball, drafted in the seventh round on Tuesday by the Texas Rangers in the annual Major League Baseball draft. And first of all, Tim, congratulations. I know this was a goal. You'd had a phenomenal season for the Hawks, and it had to be thrilling to get the call and see your name.
Yeah, it was. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I appreciate you having me on. But it was definitely a dream come true. A lot of hard work put into it from a ton of people in my family and my friends and my teammates and stuff like that. But it was awesome to kind of see it finally come together.
When did you start really kind of turning your radar on as far as when you could hear your name heard? What was seventh round early about what you thought? How did that fall?
We were thinking we had a pretty good idea that I was going to go somewhere between 5 to 8 is what we had kind of had on our radar. So that was right in the mix. We had probably six to eight teams that we thought were more likely to select me than the rest. And Texas was one of those teams. So I was glad that worked out. It seems to be a pretty good fit.
Does it still seem surreal, like that it's almost kind of happening to someone else, or has it kind of hit you yet?
Honestly, it has not hit me at all yet. I woke up and I still feel the same. I mean, it's like I said, it's obviously a dream come true, but I'm still kind of numb to it at this point.
You had such a phenomenal season for the Hawks. What part of your repertoire, as far as where you are and your approach right now, do you think translates the best to the pro game?
I think first off, it's probably just the ability to go out there and compete and really attack hitters and just kind of bring the aggressiveness to them in terms of filling up the strike zone and just throwing a ton of strikes, making the other hitters earn everything they get if you're not walking anyone in. And kind of giving them any free bases, they're obviously earning whatever hits or whatever runs they get. So I think just bringing that aggressiveness to them and making them earn what they get, I think that'll translate.
Were you watching the draft, watching online, or how did you handle it, or did you just wait for your phone to ring?
A little bit of both. So we were watching it. We had it on the TV here. I had some of my family over, and I was kind of watching it, waiting around, waiting for a call. Just kind of, like you said, had it plugged in on TV, went upstairs a couple times, taking a few different phone calls. So it's a little bit of both. We were watching it, but also kind of monitoring the phones a little bit.
So what is the next couple of weeks here for you as far as, do you know what they expect as far as where they're going to send you? Obviously, contracts still and all that kind of stuff. What's the timeline here?
Right. So I don't know where I'm going to report to yet. I'm sure they're going to reach out within the next day or so. I got a call from them yesterday to say congratulations and stuff like that, but they're going to reach out with more details shortly, and I guess once the contract is shored up a little bit. So I guess first things first, just take care of the contract, and then we'll see where it'll be sent. But that all should be happening pretty shortly.
And if you've taken a minute, and I know you said that it still hasn't hit you, but you know what this means for St. Joe specifically to have you get drafted this high and stuff like this, and the impact you've had on the program and what your time at St. Joe's allowed you to do?
A little bit. I haven't had too much time to think. A lot of people reaching out and trying to get back to them and thank them for their support and stuff. But I do think it means a lot coming from that program. It meant a lot to me that there was people selected before me out of that school. So that was a big factor in my decision process for attending St. Joe's. So I think hopefully maybe I can make a difference. Somebody else will go there. It's a great school and a great program. So maybe I can influence somebody else to kind of follow my footsteps and do that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.